This is Morning Edition on KSJD. I'm Daniel Reisel. It's now time for our weekly coronavirus update with Southwest Health System staff. The Ute Mountain Ute Tribe has been offering testing in Toyoak for its tribal members. Last week, Chairman Manuel Hart mentioned in an address that Southwest Health System would be helping out on future testing. Lindsay Yeager is the Community Relations Manager at SHS and is here to share a bit more about it. And I'd like to note that SHS is an underwriter of KSJD. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi, Daniel.
So the tribe is offering testing outside of the Toyoak Recreation Center to any of its members who want it. This week, for example, it was on a Monday and a Wednesday for a couple of hours each. What's SHS's role going forward with this?
So we have met with the tribal leadership at the clinic, and we'll be going up next week for 2 days to help them do widespread testing for tribal members and employees of the tribe.
So does this mean then expanded hours there or expanded capacity? What's really the main change here?
The change, I believe, is that this will be surveillance testing. So they'll be testing people who are not symptomatic to do more widespread testing of their community to see what their current COVID situation is.
Was this something that the tribe reached out to SHS about, or how did this come together?
Yeah, it really came together as a partnership. So they were able to acquire testing on their own, or test kits, I should say. And we were able to help lend some support and advice from all the lessons we've learned doing our drive-through testing for the last 8 weeks or so. And then we're able to offer some of our manpower. Our staff are enthusiastic about getting to go up and really help our neighbors.
So just to break it down, the Ute Mountain Ute Tribe is providing the test kits and SHS is providing the employee resources and get that all that conducted. Is that right?
Yep. So we'll be offering some of the manpower. They'll be supplying some of their own staffing also. But we're going to help with logistics, registration, education, the actual collection of the swab. And so just whatever we can do to help them collect as many samples as they can and really be able to take good care of their community.
You had mentioned how this is widespread testing, and they have been offering testing to any of its members, even those who aren't showing any symptoms, which is in contrast to SHS's drive-up clinic and really the rest of the country's testing sites. Why is this important for monitoring the spread of the coronavirus?
I think we're aware that the coronavirus has really had an impact on the Navajo Nation to our south. And so I think the Ute Mountain Tribe is really trying to be proactive in identifying how widespread the testing is. You know, we really have the standpoint of the more testing, the better. And any way that we can help participate in that, we're happy to do.
As of now, do you know if this is going to be a one-time collaboration, say just for next week, or will SHS continue to have a presence at the testing site in Toyoak?
I think that will be determined by the amount of testing that's done in the 2 days that we're there and what the results of that are. You know, I think we're definitely open to continued partnership. You know, this is really a time for the community to work together to make sure that everyone is safe and healthy.
Is there anything else that you'd like us to know as far as what SHS is doing in this collaboration with the Ute Mountain Ute Tribe?
You know, I don't think so. I think it really is just us wanting to do the most right thing for those in our community. We continue to run our testing center at our EMS building Monday through Friday, testing symptomatic people or people who qualify for testing. And this is really just another move towards, you know, whole community care.
Lindsay Yeager is the Community Relations Manager at Southwest Health System. SHS also does Q&As on their Facebook page at 4:30 p.m. on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And I'd like to disclose that SHS is an underwriter of KSJD. Thanks for making the time, Lindsay. Stay well.
Yeah. Thank you for having me, Daniel.